हरे कृष्णा। बी नॉट ईगर फॉर द मीगर। सपोज समवन इनवाइटेड अस फॉर लंच एट अ पर्टिकुलर टाइम एंड और से वी आर इन अ स्टेइंग इन अ हॉस्टल वेर देर इज अ मेस वेर देर इज फूड इन द कैंटीन बट द फूड इज ऑफ अ वेरी पुअर क्वालिटी एंड ऑफ अ वेरी स्मॉल क्वान्टिटी And sometimes we may feel that better let me not take this food. Maybe afterwards, I'll just fast or I'll eat some vegetables or some fruits or something like that. I'll go home and then I'll take a proper meal. It's in adequate quantity and well-cooked and tasty. So if we are going to get only meager food, which is not going to satisfy our hunger, but it's going to rather aggravate our hunger, then we may decide that better let me not take this food at all. So we need to arrive at a similar decision in our quest for pleasure. The world promises us, world allures us with the promises that there is immense pleasure available for us in sensual indulgence. But actually, when we eagerly run towards this pleasure, towards this promised pleasure, at the time of the appointment, we get only a few moments of pleasure. And after that, we just get an aggravated craving, we get the consequences of that indulgence, all kinds of complications come up, sometimes diseases come up, misunderstandings come up. And thus, overall we suffer. The Bhagavad Gita warns in 5.22, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya nate shuramate buddhaha. So, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga. Samsparshaja bhoga. When there is contact of the senses with the sense objects, dukkha yonaya evate. They actually are the womb of misery. That means from them misery will emerge. Even if it is not seen right now, misery is going to emerge. Adyantavantaha kaunteya. Somebody may say, pleasure is there. Why do you say it's going to lead to misery? Because the pleasure has a beginning and an end. And after it, before its beginning, there is the misery of craving, which is often unbearable, intolerable. It's a goading. Do it, get it, enjoy it. And afterwards, they're lamenting, oh, it got over so quickly, I wanted more. Or if our conscience is a little awakened, then there is the misery, oh, why did I do it? I should not have done it. Either way, dukkha yonaya evate, there is misery. And therefore, Nate shuramate buddhaha, the wise person, buddha, does not delight in it, ramate. So the Bhagavatam also talks about this in the 11th canto in the Uddhava Gita, when it states that kshudra sukha uru trishna, that actually the pleasure is insignificant, shudra, it is very, very little. But our craving for that pleasure is uru trishna, it is a huge amount of craving that we have for it. And this is unfortunate, you know, the amount of time, energy, desire, thought we spend on the pleasure and the amount of pleasure that we get in the return, there is just no match between them. And then, how do we avoid being misled and duped like this? Actually, it is, we need to have high knowledge about higher pleasure. The same Bhagavad Gita offers us knowledge about spiritual happiness, the happiness that comes by contact of the soul with Krishna. When we steadily practice bhakti and try to absorb ourselves in Krishna, then we start experiencing higher happiness. And the more we experience a higher happiness, the more we enrich ourselves with this higher happiness, and the more we empower ourselves with the higher wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita, the more we can realize the insignificance of sensual pleasures when contrasted with the fulfillment, enormous fulfillment offered by devotional joys. And then we can break free from our sorry state of being eager for the meager. Thank you. Hare Krishna.